Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Revelation chapter 5. I saw in the right hand of him who sat on the throne a book written, inside and on the back, sealed up with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, "Who is worthy to open the book and to break its seals?" And no one in heaven, or on the earth, or under the earth, was able to open the book or to look into it. Then I began to weep greatly, because no one was found worthy to open the book or to look into it. And one of the elders said to me, "Stop weeping. Behold, the lion that is from the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has overcome so as to open the book and its seven seals." And I saw between the throne, with the four living creatures and the elders, a lamb standing, as if slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God, sent out into all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him who sat on the throne. When he had taken the book, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each one holding a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song, saying, "Worthy are you to take the book and to break its seals, for you were slain and purchased for God with your blood, men from every tribe and tongue and people and nation. You have made them to be a kingdom and priests to our God, and they will reign upon the earth." Then I looked, and I heard the voice of many angels around the throne, and the living creatures, and the elders, and the number of them was myriads of myriads, and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain, to receive power, and riches, and wisdom, and might, and honor, and glory, and blessing. And every created thing which is in heaven, and on the earth, and under the earth, and on the sea, and all things in them, I heard saying, 'To him who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb, be blessing and honor and glory and dominion forever and ever.' And the four living creatures kept saying, 'Amen.' And the elders fell down and worshiped."
In today's scripture passage, John's revelation of heaven's throne room is a striking picture of praise. The place explodes with worship and adoration. Those present, the elders and myriads of angels, sing of their love for Christ. He is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And he's the Lion from the tribe of Judah, the only one worthy to judge the earth and bring forth its renewal. What motivates you to worship? Shouldn't the reason those of us who are believers lift our adoration heavenward be to praise our Savior for who He is? To do that, we must take the time to know Him, to commit ourselves to discovering Him through regular Bible study, prayer, and service to His kingdom. As we glimpse more and more of Christ's character and learn He's more amazing than we realized, we yearn to know Him even better. There will be a hunger and thirst for God in our lives that only the Lord can satisfy. Praise is part of a cycle. We learn more of God's character, love Him more deeply, worship and serve Him better, and receive spiritual fulfillment. Amazingly, even as we're satisfied, we continue to crave more of His presence in our life. And so we dig into His Word for more and begin the cycle again.